In the Loop with Chris, Zach, and Alex Lupica.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to In the Loop. Just want to remind you to rate this show on iTunes and SoundCloud, and be sure to tweet us at In the Loopica. That's with two O's in the place of the U. And before we get started here, we have to tell you about Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. All right, here we go. Time for a podcast. Zach, breaking across the wire. The NFL has dropped its official pizza. Papa John is out.
Papa John's is no longer the official pizza of the NFL. As of right now, this is just breaking over the web.
This is a historic day, Kloop. We will look back at February 27th. We will remember it as the day that the Papa went down.
Yeah, and worse yet, I'm seeing that the stock is diving. Fourth quarter earnings didn't come up to snuff. So,
well, you got to figure that relationship with the NFL was a big part of their business model.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the Papa and the NFL have been known as one singular entity for, you know, years and years now. So we'll see how it goes.
Man, what a fall.
All the owners are now in a conference room. They're deciding between Pizza Hut and Domino's. Head down vote.
What would you go with?
Domino's.
Domino's, 100%.
Oh,
right,
Domino's, 100%.
I think it's a perfect fit, you know?
We'll see what they come up with.
NFL, Domino's, if either of you are listening, I think you guys make a nice match. Zach, also in the NFL, Jerry Jones appealing this settlement issue with Roger Goodell to Goodell.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah. Sued him for $2 million. In order for Jones to win the appeal, he's got to appeal to Goodell.
So Goodell is hearing his own case?
Pretty much.
That is a really nice way to do business.
It's the same way suspensions work. Like, you appeal to the guy who suspended you. You're still suspended, bud.
Yep.
It seems like Goodell is making Jerry Jones bend the knee a little bit here, huh? Now that he's got the votes, he's got the extension.
Oh,
now
he's secure.
Yeah,
Clue.
So he's whacking Jerry for $2 million and making him appeal directly to the big dog himself. That's a big time bend the knee moment for Roger Goodell. And I'm not usually a Goodell guy, but I like this move from him. I really do.
It doesn't seem so much about the $2 million, does it?
No, it's more about the knee hitting the floor. Jerry, bend the knee, baby.
Oh, man. So that's a lot going on in the NFL right now.
That'll never end. By the way,
that like appeal process?
Well, no, like he'll give him the $2 million, then Jones will go at him, and
they'll knock it down to 1.5.
Yeah,
do another
move
one.
Move on forever.
It's yeah. Game of Thrones. It's Game of Thrones with Jones and Goodell at the top, and he's gonna keep firing at Roger.
And you're on Team Roger here, Kloop.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I respect both men.
He's the Night King.
I respect both men. Yes,
you respect
Zach's
both
right.
moves. You respect Jones trying to block him. You respect Goodell slapping him.
And I respect the fact that now Roger, recognizing that he's got the power base, is cutting Jerry down a notch or two.
On the Iron Throne, Big Rog.
I like that.
For all time. Kloop, your boy at the Honda. What did you see? What did you like? Looked pretty solid. Don't know if it was Green Jacket Augusta solid, but really steady weekend.
Yeah, I mean, really encouraging weekend if you're a fan of Tiger Woods like I am. I do text Dad like every single time he makes a birdie and give him the jacket, but that's just kind of to needle him a little bit.
Not that he doesn't like Tiger. You're super fandom kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm a guy that has a Tiger head cover on my driver, okay?
Right. So you're a little over
you
the
like
top.
To hit big dog.
That gives, yeah, and I like to take it off and hit big
dog.
And
you like to hit the two-iron stinger off
I do.
A little...
You have a two-iron?
No. But I'll sting a four-iron. I'll hit it thin as hell.
Yeah, on a tight fairway, he'll sting the four.
But look, he played consistently, and he drove the ball further than almost anyone else out there. His club head speed was higher than almost anyone else. Out there. And I know this was true after day three, but he was on average closer to the hole than anyone else in regulation by about 10 feet. So he just didn't make putts. But this was a tournament, if you watch closely and you watch Tiger play, he really could have had a chance to win. I mean, he did make a late double, really trying to go for a low score on the back nine, but that's because he was behind, I think. Really encouraging stuff.
Yeah, you're no longer kind of nervous watching him, right?
No, I think that's really the key point. If you're not like freaking out as much, and there's not nearly as much horrendous misses.
Yeah, or around the greens too. With
or
the
like
short game.
Skulled chips. Yes. Or things like there. It was like almost uncomfortable watching him try to come back the last couple times. But you also saw it with the way that it was talked about by the experts. They're like, Jesus, he's really, his swing is back, his swing speed is back, and his distance. That's the thing. Is like when you're going to beat Dustin Johnson or Rory and these guys, you need to be able to hit the ball a ton, and he's starting to do that again.
Zach, JT, another terrific weekend. Kid's on a bit of a tear.
Won 7 of his last 31 tournaments.
Yeah, that's a good stat.
He's on fire. Almost holed out on 18 to win the tournament. That was pretty cool.
And one really lucky bounce.
Super lucky bounce.
That probably won in the tournament.
Yeah. That was crazy, yeah. Ball should have went in the water, landed about 3 feet from the pin.
And where are you on Hecklegate? Kloop, I'll get you in a moment.
If he wants to kick the guy out, throw him out.
Is this...
Who knows what was happening? If the guy's screaming in his backswing, then he's got to go.
I'll say this. For the amount that, like, people think that heckling is a thing because of, like, scenes in Abby Gilmore and stuff, this has never been a problem.
No, really only
not that I can remember.
Really only at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, Chris, can you remember this being an issue? Like, hecklers at golf tournaments?
Well, I think part of the issue and like the things that these guys are worried about is that the screaming of like mashed potatoes while they're swinging driver is getting closer and closer to like people are trying to scream it perfectly
right after the moment of impact.
And it's getting closer and closer to like being right at the moment of impact. And I think this is an attempt to nip it. As stupid as this sounds, like for golf, it's really, I think it's a big deal for these guys because if you hear mashed potatoes right before impact, you might shank and like lose the golf tournament.
I have enough trouble in dead silence.
Right.
I mean, the immediate scream after contact, has taken on a life of its own.
It's not
just
the
be
chirp.
Waiting for it.
It's just the noise.
You're right. You would be anticipating, right? Yeah. Like the king of the north.
And I'm sure the guy just started doing it too early.
Yeah. And this guy was screaming, get in the bunker.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is not nice.
That's annoying.
I mean, people go there, they have a few pops, and then they start screaming at people.
And this guy got tossed.
He did. Do
we know anything about him?
No, not much. We do know Thomas. we don't know much about the individual, but we know Thomas, you know, after the fact, said he kind of wished he hadn't done it. He hadn't thrown the guy.
Well, he didn't want to have to do it, obviously. But, the guy's giving you the mashed potatoes when you're trying to putt. It's tricky. You know?
What's the other thing they scream? Oh, Baba Booey. That's huge.
It literally runs such a gamut. I could not even begin to think of examples.
Yeah, a lot of dilly-dilly has been going on.
They
come up with something new every turn.
Whatever's in the news.
Yeah.
You know, whatever's topical, they'll be screaming it.
Getting the bunker isn't very topical. It's just not nice.
So 7 out of 31.
7 out of his last 31.
It's interesting. He has seemed to sustain these bursts of insane play longer than the other guys at the top. I feel like he's had stretches where he goes for months where he's clearly the best guy.
Yeah, I was looking for this upcoming tournament in Mexico for my golf pool, and I wanted to see how he did weeks after he won. And if you look at his last 20, 30 tournament results, there's like a couple missed cuts, but it's like 1, 11, 9, 4, 1.
Always in the mix.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Kloop, also a guy that loves your early season Hawaii circuit, your Florida circuit. You know, when it's cold up here in the Northeast.
Yeah, this guy started, Justin Thomas started this run last year, shooting 59 in Hawaii. I think he won two tournaments down there last year, and that really kickstarted this whole thing. So he's just another guy. I mean, I was talking to somebody was giving me a hard time about Tiger.
Greenberg?
No, well, we'll get to Greenberg, who I was also talking to. But somebody was saying, you know, is Tiger going to win again? I'm like, I don't think people realize how good the guys are at the top of the PGA Tour right now. Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth. Like, all these guys are nasty. Better than almost anyone Tiger had to beat in his prime. So it's going to be harder for him to get over the hump.
I'm just thinking about, I don't know what made me think of, but Federer. You know, like, the competition that he's dealing with now in the twilight of his career, and he's still managing to win. The tennis talent isn't quite what it is in golf right now.
Oh, you know, no, absolutely. Right? I agree
with
you.
Like, there's so much young talent in golf. It's crazy.
And a lot of that, by the way, the reason there's a lot of young talent in golf is because these guys grew up idolizing and wanting to be Tiger Woods, and now it's coming back to haunt him in a way.
All right, so what was the chop with Greeny on Twitter? Because I missed this.
I guess Greeny's a big-time Tiger fanboy just like me, and dad called me. He said, I'm hearing it from Greenberg. He's all over me. So I shoot a tweet at Greeny. I say, forget about his jacket size. Like, what's he going to serve at the Champions Dinner 2 years down the road? So then Greeny hits me back, because, you know, Greeny and I, boys. And he said, you know, we got to make a bet with your dad about this. So pending, we got to figure something out, the Greenbergs and the Loop, because some sort of bet where if Tiger is to win the Masters, maybe we make the Mike man do something insane.
Wow, I really like that. And I just, and then maybe you and Greeny have to do something, you know. Jointly, if you lose, so that way you still win, because you have to do serve your time with
maybe
Greeny
and I in a dunking booth with the Mike man firing baseballs at. I'm just throwing out ideas.
I really like that. Kloop, is this your last day without a dog?
No, I'm getting it on Saturday.
So you got a couple more.
Two or three
more
nights.
Couple more quiet nights.
Couple more quiet nights of no barking and no shit on the floor.
Maybe the dog won't bark.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, maybe you'll just get a really quiet one.
I'm like, do you have one that doesn't bark or like shit on the floor at all?
Do you just have one that is really nice, super kind, very quiet?
Yeah. She's like, we did have one, no. But that the guy just got him first pick.
Yeah, the guy showed up 4:25
a.m.
This
is yours, and it yaps.
we got this one. It's loud, its stomach is volatile, and it's mean.
It has a wicked case of IBS, and it howls at the moon. But you are going to love this little guy. Oh, Kloop. I feel like this is like a big demarcation point in your life. Like
Jesus,
the dog getting. I mean, this is big, dude.
Thanks.
I'm really
excited
for
you. Somebody texted me about the podcast last night, and I told him this Kloop's dog is going to keep this thing alive.
Yeah, everyone is really interested to hear about this, and we haven't even gotten our hands on this guy yet, or girl.
That's right, that's
so
right.
So once we do, that's going to be a whole other bag of content.
Yeah, it will be fun. Yeah, you know, content is always coming out of
so
my ears.
So think about that, when it's barking and you're not sleeping, you haven't slept in days.
That
you don't
is
know,
content.
You don't know what day of the week it is. Just think, this will make good content on the next podcast.
Okay, all right, good to know. Thank
all right.
you.
Are you in for that?
Sure, absolutely. Right. I'm always good
because we're
content.
Gonna need the dog story. So, are we set? We're set on Sky. That is in stone.
No. Whoa, are we?
Zach, nothing is set in stone.
Chris,
there's nothing set in stone. We're Kim and
you're
I are waiting,
know, dude. When you see it, you're gonna
Kim and
know.
I are waiting till we oh, pick her gonna, up to decide on. The
I
name.
Think that is actually smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you could have a feeling either way. I feel like once you see it,
I was almost named Jamie.
That's weird. I didn't even know that until that just now.
Well, you probably knew and forgot.
No, Chris, did you know that? This Jamie thing?
Yeah, shout out to the Kingslayer, I believe.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that at all.
I know, I didn't
I think
either.
You make much more sense as a Zach.
Yeah, they saw me and they were like, that's a loop.
So, Kloop, the meat of the show today is going to be...
I was wondering about this.
On this NCAA basketball scandal and FBI investigation. And I'm going to need you to be... pretty on the ball with the details here, okay?
Yeah, I got it pretty much handled.
But it's
going to
be
I
colorful, dude. You're kind of making it sound boring.
No. This is it's like a movie script. Yeah, you got wiretaps. You got $100,000 in a duffel bag. I don't know if it's a duffel bag.
It was.
Probably a bank account in the Caymans or in the Bahamas. So, Kloop, you're going to walk us through that?
Yes, I plan to do that.
Zloop, you have some locks?
Sure.
Oscars on Sunday.
True.
Any Oscar locks?
Oh, yeah. That's coming up next.
There's a few other things before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show that I want to get to. One of which is that, Alex, I just want to tell people what I deal with on our group text.
Yeah.
When Alex texts me the name of a man in Hollywood, a famous person.
Anyone.
I am either to believe that he is dead or he's moved to Weinstein Island. And this is always
just like, what
this
it is.
This is the... This is not unique to me, Chris.
No, not necessarily.
This is
it's
in
true.
Every group text, in every text thread across America. If someone texts someone a famous person's name,
like Ryan Seacrest last night,
for instance, Seacrest. Yeah, your first thought is scandal.
Well,
right?
And it's funny. It's funny because it used to be like, oh my God, did when you would just get like a text with a name, you used to think this is pre-Me Too. That it was like something had happened, some sort of tragedy. And now it's like I would be surprised if it wasn't a Weinstein
texting,
situation.
Just texting a name like and expecting it to
it's a
explain
game.
Itself.
It's a game.
You know what I mean? So I just texted you Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, and then his brain lights up. That's fun for everyone.
Yeah. And I know Chris is particularly fond of those texts.
Sometimes you just got to throw him a name.
But we
no,
were doing,
not in the news.
We were doing that long before the Me Too movement. We were texting each other people's names just to try and get each other to Google the name to see if something had happened.
I still do that.
Like yeah. Jude Law.
Yeah. Gene Hackman.
Just to force you to Google.
Don't bring Gene into this.
Yeah, Hackman.
No.
Morgan Freeman.
Do you expect,
I think there
Alex,
was a Hackman hoax once.
Alex, do you expect Kimmel to be, like, more aggressive? Because Seth Meyers at the Golden Globes, he was aggressive going after these guys.
Yeah,
what do
you have to...
You think Kimmel will stay further away from that?
No, I think you have to expect Kimmel to go as close to the line as anyone.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think it's... I'm excited to watch Kimmel do the Oscars.
I think it'll be very good. I think he's a perfect guy for it right now. But you're right. Myers was pretty vicious.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like, Chris, it's not a situation in which you can really go too far.
No, that's the thing. There is no real line. Like, if you're going to make fun of Harvey
Weinstein,
there's no other side.
Exactly. There are no two sides. So
it's bad for
it's
him.
It almost is...
You're
like
almost
safe
encouraged
territory for Kimmel. You
you're
know?
Almost encouraged to go as far as possible.
Oh, you are.
Because
you
otherwise
are.
You look like you're defending him.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Is there anything else other than that that you want
yeah.
to
do? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Russell Wilson needs to leave spring training. I saw an update, a news alert on ESPN today. Russell Wilson hits back-to-back home runs in batting practice. I'm like, oh, my God. Just get him out of here.
The guy is very good, though.
He's good at getting attention for himself. That's what he's good at.
He's very good at that. He wrote a thank you letter to the Texas Rangers organization.
Oh,
my
dingers?
For all his time in Texas.
In batting practice.
But he's going yickety in batting practice?
He's an
NFL player.
There was a segment where someone speculated
It'll
about him soon. Him coming in the ninth inning. Like Aaron Boone is going to be like, hey, Russ, get out there and win this one for the pinstripes. Get him out of there. Send him back to Seattle.
He's no Tebow.
No, at least Tebow is actually trying to be a baseball player. This Russell Wilson's just doing a publicity stunt on an extended tour.
Tebow's hitting long flies in spring training.
Yeah,
Zach,
he almost went yard today. Oppo, just a little short.
Very nearly?
Very nearly.
Too high. It was too high.
It was wind.
So people have pointed out that he's wearing his hat in a very, like, Francisco Rodney-type fashion.
They
very
have a lot on
the side?
Yeah, it's very flat and kind of cocked to the side. Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of his swag.
You like it?
Yeah, you wouldn't expect that.
We got to see him get a big league bat.
That's not going to happen.
Zach shot down my dream, Cliff.
I thought they might put him out there, like when the Mets were out of it last year, like in
right?
September.
Sandy
put Alderson him out
said
there.
He thinks he's going to get a major league at bat at some point.
What? Oh my!
Well,
so
that's an important piece of information for this discussion.
Why did
Everyone
we not lead
that.
The show with that?
That was last week.
And he's very good in the field, right?
Amazing.
he has all the intangibles.
And he has his five tools.
He tripped over a sprinkler head this week, though, and injured himself. So he's recovering from that.
And Russ is in spring training with the Yankees.
He's in Tampa with the Yankees.
Just kind of hanging around.
Yeah, I made the worst play in the history of the sport of football.
Well, that's unrelated. But
yeah, just
related.
To put that out there.
Yeah.
That is unrelated.
Is there, Chris, is there video of BP?
Yes.
Because
there's so little to talk about right now that they're literally following around Russell Wilson at Yankee camp. But this is just... Russell Wilson, as much as he wants to talk about God and all this other stuff, like
let's not knock God. Let's not get into the God knocking.
I'm
business.
Not knocking God. I'm just saying this guy claims to be Mr. Family, Mr. Pious, blah blah blah. He's starved for attention. He cannot.
Yeah, it's not about me. It's not about me. No, it is
yeah,
about you.
It is about. He's never seen a camera
oh,
that
no,
he didn't
Malcolm
like.
Malcolm Butler picked it.
Yeah, that was a bad throw, dude. Hand it off.
Kloop, it's funny you mentioned the sports lull.
Check out.
I went to ESPN.com before the show started just to see if there's anything noteworthy going on.
Cliff notes for
Kloop,
you.
On the front page, a huge picture of Drazen Petrovic with the headline, "Why Everyone Who Watched Drazen Petrovic Is Still in All."
Right, and he passed away a very long time ago, so I agree with you.
So, when you're getting the Petrovic think pieces on the cover of ESPN, you're in a bit of a slow period.
Zach Lowe's like, I have been cooking up this Petrovic metaphor.
Yeah, Zach, you got anything? Yeah, let me go to the archives. I wrote this 6,000-word Petrovic
when I was in college.
Epic that can go on the front page. Okay, Kloop, if you're Sean Miller today, describe to me how you're feeling. Because he still has a job, right? He hasn't been fired yet. And given some of the revelations of the weekend, I would call that surprising.
Yeah, I think that's very accurate. If I'm Sean Miller, first of all, I'm feeling good no matter what, because if I do get fired, I think the university owes me $10 million.
Don't they owe him more if he gets fired?
They owe him $10 million if he gets fired for cause and $5 million if they fire him. Interesting.
I wish I had something like that. Well done by Sean's agent there.
But so anyway, just he did not coach.
That makes no sense.
Maybe they saw this.
He's
as
like,
a
I'm just gonna give this guy $100,000. Get fired, make $10 million. See you later.
So DeAndre Ayton, the player he is alleged to have been recorded saying he wanted to pay $100,000, he played against Oregon on Saturday. Miller did not coach.
He played very nicely.
And he played
very good.
He's very good.
I think 28 and 18.
Miller did not coach, though I think he and the school came out and said that that was his decision.
It seems like, look, they're trying to figure this out. If they can find this $100,000 and they can actually link this, then Miller's fired and Ayton's is going to be suspended. But I believe until they actually get their hands on like an actual wire transfer or some sort of hard evidence of this money changing hands, then Miller, I think he's sort of in limbo because they have to wait and see. But I assume he's going to come back and coach this year unless they find the $100,000. And DeAndre Ayton is from the Bahamas, and I'm pretty sure that they did some brilliant accounting would be my guess, and it's going to be hard to find this money and create this true link. It's a very odd story.
Zach, they are digging in the Bahamas for $100,000.
Yeah, they got their shovels out there, cracking ground.
What is the movie with Paul Walker and Jessica Alba? What is it called? Into the Blue. This is Into the Blue, the movie.
Into the Blue, Blue Chips.
Paul Walker is Sean Miller.
I believe Jay Billis made the same
comparison.
Over the weekend.
Scott Kahn is DeAndre Ayton.
Well, let me ask you this, Chris. Like, when the news broke, Billis and others, and perhaps rightfully so, immediately said that this was the end for Sean Miller, correct?
Well, look, I mean, on its face, it does not look good. This is the end for Sean Miller if this linkage is proved. I think the bigger picture here, though, and I know Dad wrote about it this weekend. He was on the NBC News on Sunday night talking about it. Like, this bombshell revelation from Yahoo Sports, like, is any of this shocking to college basketball fans? The biggest thing they found is $100,000, and they named all of these schools, and a lot of these payments that were made to these students are in the three figures, four figures. It's like, who cares?
Right.
The most surprising thing to me was how, like you said, how little this was. How there's not as many schools as you would think, and how there's not as much money involved. Like, Nerlens Noel is said to have gotten $4,000. He was one of the biggest recruits of all time. And you're telling me that's what did it?
And Chris, doesn't the reaction from the school, the fact that Miller still has a job, that Ayton's still playing on Saturday, doesn't that suggest like that there's a new normal in the NCAA, perhaps?
I don't think it's a new normal. I think it's normal. I think it's always been normal. I just think that these revelations make it seem like, you know, some major scandal has been uncovered. And this is things that, like Zach said, these are things that I have expected to be true as long as I have been able to watch college basketball. It's just, to Zach's point, I'm surprised these players weren't getting more money.
So let's go inside the Kloop idea machine here. What are you thinking about? What are some of the reasonable ideas being bandied about? I saw Cal talking about likeness and signature payments. I know you're a fan of that. Are you into outright paying guys? What do you think?
I think outright paying guys is just a slippery slope because you would just get into a situation where like a school like Kentucky or Duke would just be able to offer tremendously, you know, a lot more money than all the other schools. I mean, it wouldn't create any sort of fairness, not that maybe there is any now, but players should be able to be paid for their autographs. If their jerseys are sold with their numbers on the back and they are going to make some additional revenue off that, then they deserve it, right? I think if a player wants to take out a loan from a bank with the bank understanding that this guy is going to be a future lottery pick and be able to pay it off with low interest, I think they should be able to do that. They should be able to take steps to make a little extra money or protect their long-term income against like an injury and things like that. So I don't think it's got to be crazy, but there's got to be some change.
Zach, the loan practice makes a lot of sense to you in theory, doesn't it?
Well, first of all, like if every top team is breaking the rules, then the rules are bad. Obviously, someone needs to change. That's always, but like that just makes the most sense to me. If you're good enough for the bank to give you money, knowing that you're going to go to the NBA, that takes it out of the school's hands. it's money that you're earning yourself. Like LeBron James in high school, when he took out a bank, he said, look, I'm going to be the number one pick. I'm going to have $3 million.
I promise.
And the bank looks into it. They know it's true.
Yeah.
So, and like Dennis Smith Jr. got the most money, $70,000 out of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And he intended to pay it back. And so if he's doing that, then who cares?
I remember Kloop at a very young age playing NCAA basketball video games with you and Wizloop and not quite understanding why we couldn't have the roster names on the teams.
Until I hacked into the system.
There's this crazy idea out there. I think it was a study that Forbes did. I may have talked about this before, but they tried to evaluate each player on the University of Texas football team based on the revenue that the school brings in from football. That's not the right way to value each player, because not every player has equal value. Johnny Manziel is worth 10 times whatever anyone else is worth, and he deserves to be able to capitalize on that. I mean, like, it is a capitalist society after all. So I think that the how many players are we really talking about who are going to make money off of this? Maybe not that many, but those guys deserve to be able to cash in on their likeness or on their talent and abilities. Like, that's, I think it's pretty simple.
Yeah. I mean, does any of it surprise you? I mean, this guy, Christian Dawkins, and his spreadsheets, and the fact that the FBI is wiretapping guys, like, does any of it surprise you anymore?
I am surprised the FBI is involved. I'm surprised that the FBI cares enough to look into a $4,000 payment to Nerlens Noel or a $400 lunch with Miles Bridges' mother. That's kind of the thing where I'm like, what are we doing? Why are we wiretapping Sean Miller's phone? Like, I know the FBI has a ton of resources, but to me, like, what a tremendous waste of time.
There are no doubt, like, lifetime FBI agents.
Who's listening to Sean Miller's phone conversations? What a waste of time. Like, who cares? That's like the most baffling thing to me, is that the FBI was like, let's go after, because I figured, okay, the FBI is involved. This must be huge. And then you see the results and you're like, what?
Yeah. Well, we're not sure that's it. That's only two pieces of paper. There could be more.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. There may be.
Chris, based on the ESPN report dealt with Sean Miller, correct? And Yahoo was the other one. They're confused in my mind.
I mean, it's 40. Billis.
But there are no direct quotes. Like, no one has actually heard this tape, right?
I honestly don't know at this point.
Because I haven't seen any, like, direct language. And I think that's why, I assume that's why Miller
investigation, still has, so they're not trying to have all this information leaked.
No. It's, like, under court sealed, like, for sure, the tape. But the person who reported on this, I don't think has actually heard the tape. So there's a lot of context missing and a lot that Miller can probably point to when he wants that $10 million.
Miles Bridges, what do you give? How much money back, Clue?
He had to pay back $40 to charity.
And now he's good to go.
Just two crisp 20s.
Did he do that in check or
there's also a specific
fives?
Rule. This is just another example of how stupid the rules are.
Yeah.
That says if it's under $200, you're fine. So if you take somebody out to dinner, say they have two brothers and you take them out and it's, you know, $112.
Yeah.
Or if they have four brothers, right, you take them out, it's $211. You're done.
You got to pick your brothers.
Yeah.
Pick
your favorite
brothers.
Good thing I didn't get the filet.
And Zach Buzz, Big Buzz at Virginia Tech.
The buzzsaw.
The buzzsaw was firing back at some kids because there's chirp now, right, about the FBI investigation.
No, that was different.
This is separate chirp?
Yeah, this is completely different.
All right, well.
The students were chirping Grayson Allen.
Tell me about it anyways.
Buzz got on the horn, on the game, on the last.
Oh, they're just chirping Grayson Allen for being Grayson Allen.
Yeah, exactly. He said, cut it out. Mid-game, stop the game.
But, Alex, what you're referring to is the Florida-Auburn game the other night, because Auburn's kind of neck-deep in this.
Oh, yeah.
The Florida Auburn students were throwing $1 bills at the Auburn players.
Oh, right, that's
and chanting.
And they're picking it up.
They're picking it up.
Yeah, they're picking it up, which may be another violation.
Is that a violation?
Could be.
I was
be.
Thinking that, too. Those kids are idiots.
Yeah, could be entrapment.
It's on camera.
And DeAndre Ayton, when he was shooting free throws, they were chanting, where's the money?
Well, you got to figure Ayton is going to continue to hear it a little bit if he keeps playing.
But here's the other thing. Even if he keeps playing, even if he doesn't, it doesn't matter for him.
No. None of this matters
for
him.
He's going to be the number one pick no matter what.
No.
Right.
It is not significant in the grand scheme of his life.
He's either going to play like five or six more games or he's not.
Right.
He's going to be fine.
Right.
These players are never ultimately punished individually. Like, Dennis Smith Jr. is like, yeah, I got $70,000. I play for the Mavericks now. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
like, who cares?
For you guys.
It's like, it sucks for NC State 2-3 years down the road. Like, if you're one of these players right now, another reason the rules are all messed up is why would you not take the money? It's not going to affect you.
Right.
Like, you still
Dude,
get
look
your...
look as far back as Marcus Camby.
Exactly.
He goes on to have, you know, decades-long career in the NBA and was blatantly taking payments. Right?
Yeah, and a lot of, like, Kentucky's worst offender was Bam Adebayo, who got, like, 40 grand or something. And then you read his story. He grew up in a trailer. It's just him and his mom. Like, he's crying when they lose in the Elite Eight. Like, he's one of the most stand-up players that they've ever had. It's BS.
System's broken.
Broken system.
The question is, Kloop, can a new system be built? Right? And how long will that take? Because the NCAA seems to be a pretty change-averse organization.
Yeah, and I mean, for our sake as fans, I hope that it doesn't dramatically change kind of who's, you know, these guys being involved, or maybe not jumping directly to the G League. I think another option would be that you either let kids go straight from high school or they have to stay in school for 2 years. I do think that's another interesting avenue, but we'll see. And hopefully March Madness stays intact, because that's all anyone really cares about.
Yeah, tell me about March Madness. You got some flyers. Make the people some money here. Let's do some locks.
All right, we got to play the music if we're going to do the locks.
Okay, let's play the music.
This is Lupica Locks.
I'm a $1 million man with a $1 billion plan. From Wall Street to Tokyo to Hollywood, all your big money is going to stay and play with me. That's right. That's why they call me the $1 million man.
Lupica Locks.
You better lock it up. You lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
I have been a rich man, and I have been a poor man, and I choose rich every fucking time.
You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
All right, as we stare down the barrel of March Madness, let's do some NCAA turning locks. Kloop, as we do so, we are very happy to report that the Free Money Team boys have resurfaced on Twitter after a long absence that kind of left some of us worried.
Well, Zach, tell Alex what happened literally this morning.
Yeah, it was very strange. I texted Chris this morning, and I don't even remember what I said. Something about the Free Money Team. Like, where have they been?
Because they haven't tweeted in months.
These were our guys for college football, for college basketball.
We've had them on. Everyone knows them.
Nonstop picks.
Yeah.
Winners after winners.
When they're not in Cabo, they're on the pod.
They hadn't tweeted since November 25th, and I texted Chris about it this morning.
You said...
I was just like, the Free Money Team.
Free Money Team's offline.
I was like, I wonder what happened to them.
They've gone underground.
Then 2 hours ago, the Free Money Team has been away for some time now. But I can personally cannot sit by and let the best time of the year pass without some action. In honor of comeback season, here's what we're on tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they are back.
We're 48 hours from March. These guys reemerge from hibernation.
I don't know, Chris. It seems concocted to me. It seems like just a little too good timing.
And then they said, would love to come on the pod for a little March Madness discussion down the road. And I just told them, just like Jim Nance's tie at the end of the Final Four, it's a tradition, and we'll have you guys on. So they're going to come on with us in about 2 weeks or maybe a week and a half, kind of setting the table for March Madness. Really looking forward to that.
Give me some locks, Kloop.
All right, so I don't want to talk. We're not going to talk specific games here. Zach and I have been kind of going back and forth,
teams
just talking about
like.
Teams we like, some future numbers that we like. So I would say, as of right now, the teams with a little value, I think, in the futures market, I like Wichita State a lot, as I always do. They moved to the AAC this year. They're at 15-1 right now. They beat Cincinnati at home or on the road last week, breaking the longest winning streak that any team's had at home with Cincinnati. A really good team.
These guys are due, Kloop.
And they're due. And look, Wichita has been getting screwed in the committee with seeding.
Oh, they'll get screwed again.
No, I don't think they will, Zach.
They'll bone them, Kloop.
They're in a legitimate conference now. They're in the AAC. If they win the AAC conference, I think there's a good chance we're looking at a 2 seed, probably a 3 seed, but maybe even as high as a 2 seed. And they're still sitting there at 15-1. Like, that's great value.
Pretty hard to overstate what Greg Marshall has done at Wichita
State. Oh, my God. I mean, they
win 30 games every year.
Every single year.
And look, it's such a big jump from where they were, from the conference they were in, to move into to the American Conference. And they really, I mean, they hit a little lull in January, but they are really coming on strong now. Landry Shamet, Shaq Morris, I mean, those guys are studs.
Every year there's a Fran Camp, like a guy from...
Well, Fran Camp's also there every year, think I can remember.
That's probably who I'm thinking of. Yeah, it's just Fran Camp every year.
Yeah, no, Fran Camp is in his 16th year at Wichita State.
He's one of those guys.
He's lost all his hair. He literally has lost all his hair.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, he Greg Marshall gets thrown around every time there's a big time opening, right?
And I don't think he's going to leave. I mean, this might ring for you here, but the Koch brothers, the stadium is named after them at Wichita State, and
so there's no shortage of.
There's no shortage of funding for Mr. Marshall, and I think there's no reason.
I was not aware of the Koch-Wichita connection.
Do you like that from me?
That was very good.
And so, look, it's run like a regular pro. It's run like a high-level blue-chip program. He's making a ton of money. I don't think Marshall's going to leave, I mean, unless maybe it's for a huge job, but he's one of the best there is.
They're a joy. All right.
Okay, West Virginia 20-1.
Oh my God!
Not too
what
much.
What a shocker
here
from you!
I love
them in football. You love them in basketball. You just love the Mountaineers.
Zach,
you?
I was watching West Virginia last night, and they jumped out to a 16-0 lead at home against Texas Tech, and I'm like, their basketball team might be more physical than their football team.
because
their air raid, like, they don't play any defense in football, and their basketball team mauls you, and I'm like, it's actually more physical to play them in hoop than it probably is in football.
I mean, talk about a guy who is due for something to break through.
But that's also that's what makes them so good, but that's also their fatal flaw, is that if the refs aren't letting you maul them, then you're gonna lose. Like, if they're gonna send you, if you're gonna get in the bonus with eight minutes into the first half,
and it does inevitably get tighter in the tourney.
It's hard to win six in a row like that.
Yeah.
The other issue is just when they're not generating turnovers or misses on defense, and they have to run a set offense. I mean, Javon Carter's one of the best point guards in the country, but when they have to just
talk
run
about a guy who's been there for 20 years,
another guy who's lost all his hair during his time West Virginia, but. When they have to run set offense against set defense, they have a hard time getting buckets. So I'm a little bit more wary about that. But, like, take West Virginia. Have some fun. And then lastly, I talked to Zach this morning about it. Kansas is sitting there at 12-1. They're going to be a one seed. They're going to win the Big 12 for the 14th year in a row. Like, 12-1 for any one seed is just good value. So I say jump on the Jayhawks.
Yeah, I like that too.
You like the Jayhawks, Zach?
Yeah, Devontae Graham is so good. Another guy who's been there forever.
And Svi Mykhailiuk?
Yeah, you just worry about that big boy shooting free throws in the tournament with them. But I think they're as good and as athletic as anyone.
And, Kloopy, that's it for you?
Yeah, Zach and I
Wichita,
talked.
Wichita, West Virginia,
and
Kansas Value.
Zach and I talked also today just about there's a prop bet out there about the big.
Duke,
Virginia, Michigan State, or the field. You got to lay like 175 to take the field there. But I think Zach and I are in agreement that I just don't see one of the blue chip top three teams winning the tournament this year.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of those years where everybody just lights a racket on fire in the first weekend. I think there's so much parity. Like, Xavier's going to be a one seed. They suck.
Xavier's going to be a one seed.
Somebody will, like, Michigan State will jump.
It's going to be Xavier or Nova.
It'll be Virginia,
right?
Nova, and Kansas are likely to be ones.
Okay.
And then if Michigan State wins the Big Ten, they'll be a one. If they don't, then maybe it's Xavier. I think that this is going to be where you see a 5 or 6 plus seed win the whole thing.
And with the Kentucky Wildcats down there, what, 22, 23 in the nation?
Kentucky and Michigan both are at 30-1. Both teams I like. Michigan, when they're shooting well, they can beat anyone. Love Mo Wagner. They're also 5-1 to win the Big Ten tourney this week, which I also like. Kentucky doesn't really have bigs who can score, but their guards are athletic and they play pretty good D, and they're hot at the right time.
Chris, could this be the year that Purdue finally breaks through?
Yeah, look, Purdue. Zach and I talked. We were talking about this today. Like, they have the biggest man.
They have the biggest man I've ever seen.
Haas is
the biggest college basketball player. Like, when you're taking into account total size, right? He is a mountain of a human.
He's 7'2", and I think he's about like 275.
Yeah, yeah.
He's enormous. So basically, if you can, you have to be able to figure out a way to stop him without him destroying your entire team. And there are some teams that are going to struggle inside to stop them, and they got shooters all over the place. They're sitting there at 9-1. I don't know if there's a lot of value, but that team is nasty. And if they get things going offensively, forget it.
The other thing you like about Haas is that he makes his free throws. You can't hack him.
Makes his free throws.
Like,
did you see the emotional moment thanking the crowd for what they've done for his sister with epilepsy?
Yeah.
Breaking down,
like,
crying.
Seems like a nice guy.
Seems like a stand-up guy. And he moves. Is his NBA draft stock high?
No.
I don't think so.
Not at all, Clue?
I don't know what you do with that guy.
I don't know what you do either.
Even if you're that big in the NBA, you need to be able to shoot.
Yeah,
and
you need to be able to
move.
Shoot.
You need to be able to shoot and defend like multiple positions, and that guy can only defend like 5 feet.
That guy would
at
have
a
lot of trouble guarding like Anthony Davis.
And then, Clue, what is, I wonder, what is Zaga? Are they in like the 9-1, 10-1?
No, I'm not sure where they are, but you never know with those guys. They'd actually be more of a Cinderella team this year.
No, I think that, they're like 20-1.
Yeah, you're catching me off guard with the Zaga question.
Sorry.
You know, and then there's St. Mary's. Good eye. You know, you never know with those guys.
They're sitting there at 80-1.
80-1?
Yeah. I'm looking at you right
they
here.
Have an all Aussie team, so good eye.
Yeah, if you miss, no worries.
Or you make it.
I think a lot of the good teams are going to go down, and I think a lot of them are going to go down early.
And it's just going to be a free-for-all.
Free-for-all.
I like that.
Six seed wins a lot.
I think I have a better chance to win a bracket in a year.
Yeah, like a squirrel.
Yeah, like exactly.
Yeah.
Even
like
a blind one.
Swimming to a certain side.
Just a Nemo.
Yeah, what color do you like better?
Wandering around.
You'll do great.
Picking based on mascots.
You got it.
Uniforms, etc. Kloop, do you want to draft apps? Do you have interest in drafting apps for your phone?
Yeah,
because I think this is an interesting
exercise. Let's do it. Let's do it. We got to do it quickly, though.
What do you have to do?
I don't know. Our content, we want it to be tight.
You're getting a dog on Saturday.
Yeah, I guess that applies.
It's unrelated. All right, here we go. Draft it. You want to go first, little guy? Huh?
Who you call little?
You want to go first?
Is he talking to me, Clue?
You want it? You want the number one pick?
I mean, dude, any app?
No. Any app that...
Clue, now he's got...
No. Here we go. So, like, phone does not count.
I get the phone.
Yeah, mail does not count.
Anything
that is on your phone when you turn it on for the first time is not on the board.
Interesting.
We're talking all the other apps. Okay?
There's a lot of apps.
There is a lot of
apps. Does navigation count as something that's already on there?
That's on the phone, dude.
That's on the phone. So, like...
Camera on the phone.
You can go to your usage and see what's... You know, draining the most amount of battery.
That's a good idea.
And kind of decide that way. But let's give Zach the number one pick. I'll take second. Clue, if you want the turn.
Sounds good.
All right. Zach.
I'll take Twitter. I use it for...
Twitter is a very good
news.
App.
News. I use it for sports.
Yep. Twitter is
on it a lot.
Twitter is very, very
good. Clue's very good at it.
Clue, you are hilarious on Twitter.
I'm sad that
I'll never be able to use it again.
I'll take Twitter, dude. I'll be just fine.
Number one pick, Zach, it's Twitter. I will take Instagram with the number two pick.
Loser.
You love Instagram, dude.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Dude,
it's great. And it is increasingly something you can find like news on. You can find Will Smith videos on, other stuff like that. Chris, with the 3 and the 4.
I will take Kindle.
Wow.
You're such a nerd.
That is not on my board.
And Spotify.
God, Spotify is very important and
good.
Damn. In the absence of Spotify, Zach, what do?
Sing.
Like,
you guys should take Pandora. Pandora's
I was just going to say.
Well, no, so I still have Apple Music. That comes on the phone.
Right. It does. But Spotify is a good one, Clue. See, I was thinking, like...
This is going to be Hinge?
Like, you kind of need Hinge. You kind of need Bank of America.
I don't.
Or, like, or American Express. How else do I bank? I guess you'd do it on a computer.
For
like,
sure.
Like, handle that stuff. Okay, never mind. I'll take...
He's looking at his computer.
I'm going to take the ESPN app.
Oh, I was going to take that. That's a good one.
I'm going to take the ESPN app. Cause,
you get to watch games.
Yeah, scores, games, pretty much everything sports related. It's getting better. I'm happy with those two.
I'll take Uber.
Fuck.
So I can get places?
Yeah, it's important. And Uber you can't do elsewhere. Yeah,
you guys are screwed. And
I'm going to be taking a lot of subways.
Well, there was something you said that you wanted to pick earlier that you couldn't live without. I'm trying to... Oh, Seamless.
Fuck.
I'll take that too. Just so you can't have it. I didn't really have a third.
I'm not going to be able to eat.
Right. That's good for me.
See, I'll tell you something you left on the board that is going to bother you is GChat.
Whatever, dude. I use my laptop.
Yeah, but you G-chat a lot from your phone.
Yeah,
too.
But if I want to get from one place to the other, I just have to call the car and it comes right to my door.
I guess I have to take Grubhub.
That's dark.
Because I need to eat.
That's dark.
I need to eat. I don't know how else to acquire food.
Coop, without further bad.
I'll take Robinhood for my investment
account. I don't even know what that is. Congratulations. I'll see you guys next week.
Later, fellas.
Robinhood. Oh,
that's where I invest my cash.